Prize Arizona, Evan Grant's going to join us. The big sports story of the day, Chuck Greenberg out as Rangers CEO. That didn't take long. And apparently, some of the backstory coming out is that he had ruffled the feathers of the owners, the real money men, Davis and Simpson, and had ruffled the feathers of his colleague, Nolan Ryan, also part owner. And we've got a phone number for Nolan out in Surprise, Arizona at spring training, so we thought we'd call Nolan and see if he can shed any light on the dismissal of Chuck Greenberg as Rangers CEO. Some sources say that it just got Nolan so upset that he went to the owners and said, me or him.
Hello?
Nolan Ryan, please.
Yes, Nolan.
Hey, Nolan, it's the Musers on the ticket. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Just wondering if we could talk to you about the whole Chuck Greenberg situation.
Well, I guess I'm not really ready to talk about it yet, but I guess I'll go ahead and talk in that.
All right, well, can you give us any details? What happened? Was there a straw that broke the camel's back?
George, I think the bottom line is that Greenberg was just kind of a city slicker and a carpetbagger, you know, a frat boy. But the biggest thing probably is that he's a baseball dumbass.
That's pretty strong.
Well, we got crossways right off the bat when he came in here. When we went into business together on the Ranger deal, I did the customary thing and took him two freshly slaughtered calves.
That's customary.
Along with several bars of tobacco and some tiki gods I'd made him, and he looked at me like I was crazy, and you don't refuse those gifts because that insults my people. And I found them calves rotting in the dumpster the next day, and I got mad, and so that kind of started us off on a shaky foot. And then as we progressed and had a relationship in business, he shot down every new idea I had.
Like what?
Well, from the revamped menu at the ballpark to the setting aside of the ballpark's outfield as a game preserve.
Well, you may have had the right idea there.
You know, I had all kinds of recipes, or is it recipes or recipes?
Yeah, it's recipes.
And I wanted to put in orangutan nachos, funnel cake made of yak, wildebeest ice cream, you know, stuff the kids really like.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Sounds more like stuff that you hunt and eat, but maybe not the kids would like it.
And I got to tell you, I know Ranger fans are probably going to side with me anyway, because they know who I am, and hell, they don't know who he is.
Right.
But he didn't know crap about baseball, and we just can't have that in our organization.
So you pretty much pushed him out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, how are you going to run a baseball team with a guy who, like, here's an example. He thought a bunt was part of a woman's anatomy.
Oh, my Lord.
He did not. That's ridiculous.
He thought third base was when you honk a girl's fun bags, and that's second base.
That's not baseball.
But the straw that broke the camel's back for me and our organization was when I went over to his house and found out that he had a large framed oil portrait of Robin Ventura.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's a Ventura fan.
Yeah, he's a closet Ventura fan.
Oh, man.
I got him in a headlock and punched his nose in. Found out he had hired snow monkeys to torment me.
Oh, no, that's the real reason.
He was behind it the whole time.
Well, no wonder you're at odds.
That time they stole my farm truck and ran it into Bachman Lake. That was Greenberg's deal.
Really?
Yeah.
He ordered it, huh?
Yeah, he ordered it. that time they took compromising photos of me dropping a colossal deuce in the owner's box. That was Greenberg deal.
So now we get to the heart of the matter. It was Greenberg who was behind the snow monkeys.
Yeah, but he's going to be out of here, and now it's going to be all Nolan all the time. Not only for me, but for on the race.
Oh, there he goes.
There he is. The fake Nolan Ryan with us here on the Dunham and Miller Show. 8:47 here on Sports.